This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 7th. God's word for you today is led. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 8, verse 29, and it says, Philip received another prompting from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, go over to the chariot and climb on board. If I listen to the Holy Spirit and let him be my guide, the Holy Spirit will help me know what I need to know, and the Holy Spirit will help me get where I need to go. Like we said yesterday, do not be afraid to hear from God because you think he might just tell you to do something crazy. The truth is, if you have not walked with God and you do not have a thriving relationship with God at that depth, God will not tell you to do some things. It is as you develop your relationship with God that he can lead you to do things we would consider crazy. Acts 8 verse 29 says, The Holy Spirit said to Philip, Go over and walk along beside the carriage. What? Yet, because Philip had grown in his walk with God, he did not consider it crazy. He simply followed the leading. I remember years ago, the Holy Spirit said, Take your shoe, your only shoe, the one you wear only on special Sundays. Take it to the market and sell it. Then take the money to this family. So I took my shoes, went to the market and sold the shoes. Then went to the family, and when I gave them the money, they were crying. Apparently, they had been praying for provision because they had a new baby and had no food for the baby. That experience was just mind-blowing for me. This is decades after, and I still have not recovered from it. Every time I think about it, I am just blown away. Back then, I took a lot of risk, even when I was not sure if it was God leading me. I would tell myself that even if it is not God, I would have tried. If it is God, then I would have obeyed. That is how I am. I rather try and be told it cannot be done than not try and then be told it could have been done. If only I had tried. I could live with myself to try and not succeed, but I tried, than to just sit down and do nothing. The Holy Spirit will lead us where we need to go. If you and I allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in the details, we will not make a lot of errors. You are human, so you are going to make some errors, standard, but not many with his leading. The Holy Spirit had already teleported Philip from Jerusalem to Ethiopia and prompted him again to join himself to a chariot, and he did as he was told. And that was how Christianity came to Africa. Christianity did not come to Africa from the West. Christianity came to Africa from Jerusalem. The Ethiopian leaders spread the gospel all around Africa. Let us pray. Father, please give me an obedient heart, a heart that follows the leading of the Holy Spirit immediately and obeys 100%. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.